Thailand's Election Commission says it will go ahead with nationwide elections on February 2nd, despite worries over security as anti-government protesters vow to shut down Bangkok starting January 13. Ron Corbin has this report for VOA from the Thai capital. Text. The Commission held talks with key political parties, including the governing Pheu Thai and Opposition Democrat Party, which is boycotting the vote before it announced Friday the poll will go ahead as scheduled. While anti-government protesters succeeded in largely blocking candidates registering in the southern provinces, a stronghold of the opposition Democrat Party, elsewhere a total of 642 candidates applied to contest the poll. The Election Commission says the 123 candidates who were unable to register because they were blocked by protesters must petition the Supreme Court to be included on the ballots. Prasang Monkonsari, an advisor to the Democratic Force Party, one of the 50 parties on the ballot, thinks the Election Commission is right to go ahead. Following the tumultuous political events of the past months, Prasang says the governing Pheu Thai may be forced into a coalition government.
The best way is continuing the election. We should go through the elections and don't worry about the result of the election. Probably, Pheu Thai Party might not be the first runner. It is possible some medium party might be the first runner of this election.
Anti-government protesters have been demanding that the vote be delayed, that Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra step aside, and that a new non-elected council be appointed to make political reforms. Ms. Yingluck has refused to step down, but has said a reform council could be set up following the February vote. The anti-government protest movement, led by former lawmaker Suthep Thongsaban, says it plans to shut down key areas of the capital, Bangkok, from January 13, in its bid to force the government to resign. But pro-government supporters, led by the United Democratic Front Against Dictatorship, UDD, also known as Red Shirts, say they will go ahead with counter-demonstrations, leading to fears of clashes. Friday, the head of Thailand's National Security Council, NSC, said Thai armed forces are willing to step in to assist Thai police to ensure peace and order in Bangkok. Thitupon Pakdiwanit, a political scientist at the University of Ubon Ratchathani in the northeast, says there is support for the election, including from some supporters of the Democrat Party led by Apisit Wechachawa, who wish to protect their voting rights.
I'm surprised to hear that those who are supporting a visit also want to go to the polls on the 2nd, but the reason that they want to go is because they want to protect their rights, the rights that they have, and they said they are going to vote no.
Thailand's political unrest began late last year when the government proposed a far-reaching amnesty bill that could have paved the way for the return of exiled former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. The bill failed to pass. But it sparked a wave of protests in Bangkok that caused the Prime Minister to dissolve the government and call for early elections. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
The best way is continuing the election. We should go through the elections and don't worry about the result of the election. Probably, Pheu Thai Party might not be the first runner. It is possible some medium party might be the first runner of this election.
It's quite surprising to hear that those who are supporting a visit also want to go to the polls on the 2nd, but the reason that they want to go is because they want to protect their rights, the rights that they have, and they said they are going to vote no.